It's 12:06, and it's time for our regular midday interview. I'm Pat Marriott, and with me in the studio is Carola Litteringhouse, who is the founder and artistic director of the Alban Elvin Dance Company. Hello, Carola.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing wonderfully. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good, and we're here to talk not only about the Alban Elvin Dance Company, but about the Saras Festival, which is coming back. We had a Saras Festival, when, about 5 years ago?
2007 and 2008.
2007 and 8, and it's back, and it's big, and we're here to talk about it for a few minutes. Tell us about the Saras Festival. How did it get started?
I think it was at first just a tiny little idea. I wanted to bring people together. Mm-hmm. And it was a dance festival at first. So 2007, it was called the Saras Dance Festival. And then 2008, it had doubled in size from 1 week to 2 weeks with workshops and all kinds of lectures. And it was then the Saras Festival for Interdisciplinary Arts. Mm-hmm. And I've refined it further and further, and I've come to, I think now, what is the final version? The Saras Festival for Site-Specific and Experimental Art.
Wow, that's a mouthful. Tell us about site-specific art and experimental art.
I'm going to start with the latter one, with experimental art. First of all, the festival is open to all art forms. And naturally, we have a lot of dancers because our organization is a dance company.
And you are principally a dancer, yes?
And I'm a dancer choreographer, also set designer and carpenter, and I do all kinds of things. But experimental art, I'm looking for people to try new things, to go into a performance maybe with a risk of not knowing what's going to happen.
Yes.
And or using new modalities or a different medium or combining mediums in unusual ways. Mm-hmm. So I'm interested in that. And then site-specific art, I wanted to focus on that because I think Wilmington has such a beautiful landscape and so many different spaces to offer, from urban spaces to the beach and the marshes. And I wanted to offer a festival where artists are challenged to think outside familiar parameters and not just bring a piece that they have in their repertoire, but come here and create something specifically for our location.
This is wonderful. It sounds very exciting. Give us one example of site-specific art.
For example, at Cameron Art Museum. So performances are going to be all over Wilmington and mm-hmm. Wrightsville Beach and Carolina Beach. So we use the Tiki Bar area at Carolina Beach. Cameron Art Museum, downtown Wilmington, in various locations downtown. One example is the Minnie Evans House at Cameron Art Museum. There's an artist from Charlotte, Brianne Horn, who's coming here actually this week to start working on that piece. It's a new piece. She's developing something that is an homage to Minnie Evans. So she's creating a piece for the Minnie Evans House, this tiny little house. You can see it from the parking lot at the Cameron Art Museum. So it's created specifically for that.
So the piece is not only performed in the Minnie Evans House, but it is actually for...
It's actually for...
It's integral to the Minnie Evans House.
The artists have a lot of freedom. I'm interested in being inspired by their ideas. I don't want to oppose my ideas onto them.
That is really exciting.
But so they can be inspired by the architecture of something or by the history of something or by whatever other meaning there might be attached to a location.
Right. Wonderful. I'm chatting with Carola Litteringhouse, who is the artistic director, I guess mm-hmm. we would say, of the Saras Festival, which is coming up. What does Saras stand for?
Saras is actually a bird. It's a crane bird, and it's an endangered bird. And it's because it started as a dance festival. The Saras bird actually dances. They have very beautiful, very creative mating dances.
Okay.
Something to look up on YouTube.
But we're
check out.
Is it for family consumption?
Yes, of course.
Oh, good.
Of course.
This is absolutely wonderful. The Saras Festival has happened once, and it's happening again. It's going to be big. It occupies pretty much a whole month. What is happening? There's something just happened today.
We started
birds.
Today. Today is opening day, I guess. thanks to Django's Playhouse, we're able to offer a week-long artist retreat, a creative retreat. So we're bringing in some 10 artists Let's see, from all over, from Canada, from New York City, from Savannah, Georgia, Charlotte, Raleigh, Asheville, Vermont. People are coming in to mingle, to look at Wilmington, to get the vibe, the atmosphere, to exchange ideas, to audition for dancers and performers, to offer workshops, and then to basically just start working on their pieces. So they're here for a week from Wednesday through Wednesday in residence. And so as part of that, we have a couple of events coming up, and I would love to invite everyone.
Tell us about them.
To join us. So the first one really is a fundraiser, because we don't have any funding.
Very important.
Nothing.
Yes.
Everybody involved, all the venues are donating their space and staff support. And all the artists are coming in at their own expense. We need to raise funds, so we are having a fundraiser.
Oh, fun with emphasis on fun, of course.
On Thursday at the Satellite Bar on Greenfield Street, 120 Greenfield Street, from 5 to 7.
Okay.
Open end.
Okay.
So come to that. There's a suggested donation, but we won't turn anybody away.
Okay. What is the suggested donation?
Suggested donation is $50
Excellent.
Per person or $75 for a couple.
Excellent.
And there'll be live music, there'll be film screenings, there'll be hors d'oeuvres, and a lot of fun.
That's
and the artists will be there.
And that's from 5 to 7?
5 to 7 on the 17th.
Which is Thursday.
Thursday.
Right,
in
okay.
2 days.
Are reservations required for this, or can folks just walk in?
No, they're not. You can just come in.
Okay.
Yeah, you can just come in anytime.
That happens.
We have an auction. There are also a couple of items, a few items that some of the artists are helping out with, giving
Good.
To us for auction.
So that's another way of raising funds.
Yes,
Excellent.
Exactly. So then another thing I would love to invite everyone to, it's a community project with guest artists Brea Colley and Deanna Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing a piece about invisible illness. And they are working very intricately together with a sound score that Deanna has devised.
Mm-hmm.
And so the community project is open to everyone, no matter of physical ability or age or any kind of background. So you can just walk in off the street. Basically, it's free. And come in for 3 hours. It's on July 19th, that's Saturday,
mm-hmm.
from 3 to 6 at the Dance Cooperative on Carolina Beach Road. So together, she will lead us through a workshop, and we will explore the sound score with our bodies, with movement, or with gesture. And it will be filmed, and it'll become part of this performance in August.
What a wonderful thing. Oh, and then the
I'm very excited. I'm going to take it.
I bet
because,
you are.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a very great opportunity to meet people in the community and explore some of these thematic challenges.
And then the main event's in August.
Yes, we have three auditions coming up, but all of those are on the website also. So why don't I tell you what the website is?
Good.
It's Sarus Festival.
S-A-R-U-S.
Mm-hmm, festival. Weebly, weebly.com.
Okay.
So, but you can just type Google Sarus and you'll definitely find us.
And then your Alban Elvid Dance Company.
And Alban Elvid.
Has a website as well.
As well, albanelvid.com.
Okay. Tell us about the main events coming up in August.
In August.
Mm-hmm.
August 21st through 24th, there'll be performances. We're starting out in Carolina Beach at the Tiki Bar on the beach, and it involves live music and performances, aerial performances by a couple aerialists in town.
Cool.
I know, it'll be cool. And then Friday night, there'll be several artists who are doing stuff downtown at the Gallery Hop. We have an opening of My Piece, a Midsummer Night's Dream adaptation at Django's Playhouse. Saturday, we have beach events during the day at Wrightsville Beach and a big show at Kamen Art Museum. Sunday, more stuff at the beach in the morning, and then a Bellamy Mansion performance with sound art and other installation. Very, very, very broad programming.
What a blast. And I assume that all of the schedule is available at the website.
Yes, everything is always updated. The schedule, the performance schedule is still being defined, of course.
Of course.
But right. Just check in on the website and email us, join our mailing list, email us to ask questions. Most of the events are free. There's a suggested donation at the Bellamy Mansion, Kamen Art Museum, and Django's Playhouse.
This is really one. This is a Wilmington kind of thing. This is a free-floating art festival, a Gesamtkunstwerk.
Yes, it
is. If there ever was. Thank you, Carola. I've been chatting with Carola Littringhaus, who is the founder and artistic director of the Alpen Elfen Dance Company and the artistic director and impresaria of the Saras Festival coming up. We really look forward to it and wish you the very best of everything.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for joining us. This is WHQR, your public radio station at 91.3 FM, and it's time to return to classical music.